Hello, I wanted to talk about something that has been on my mind for a while, and that is the connection that we make both in halacha and even in the text of the Haggadah as to the relationship between the mitzvah of Vigadata Lubincha, of the mitzvah of Haggadah, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvos of eating the various foods at the Seder. We think of the foods and the mitzvah of Magid in the passage of the Haggadah. Quoting Rabban Gamliel, he says, "Whoever does not say the mention these three things at the Seder, lo yotzo yedei chavaso, he does not fulfill his obligation. Pesach ve'eluhein, Pesach matzah u'maror. The Korban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb, matzah and maror, the bitter herbs. So, what does Rabban Gamliel mean? Which mitzvah is he saying you have not fulfilled? So, it would seem that he's talking about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim." Meaning, you can tell the story all you want, but if you do not mention the foods of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, then you haven't fulfilled your obligation. Where does this come from? So I think it actually comes from the text of the Chumash itself. If you take a look, the well-known phrase that we mention over and over again in the Seder is "Vigadata Levincha Bayom Ha'hu Leimor," you shall tell your son on that day, saying, "Ba'avur Zeh, Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisim Yitzrayim." God took me out of Egypt for the sake of this. And what is Bavur Zeh? What does for the sake of this mean? It means Bashashish Matzah Umarur Munachim Lefanecha. When you have the matzah and maror there on the table in front of you. And during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, one would presume that it meant Pesach as well, even though that can be debated. But that debate is for another time. Nowadays, we have the matzah and the maror, and the matzah and the maror need to be on the table. During Magid, not only do they need to be on the table, they need to be spoken of. As I mentioned in a previous class, you could not just have Magid tell the story of the Exodus from Egypt in Shul and then go home to eat your meal. It has to be present. The food that you are going to eat, the matzah and maror, they are going to eat, need to be present. This is not true of the mitzvah of Yetzias, of telling over Yetzias Mitzrayim, speaking about the Exodus as it exists all year round. It's only a mitzvah for the nights of the Seder. The question is why? Why is this necessary? Obviously, you could answer simply and truthfully because the Torah says so. But what I am asking for all of us to consider, and I'll provide an answer, a possible answer, is what is the insight that we can gain from the fact that the Torah insists on this presence of the food when we speak about the Exodus? So there are a few ways to go about answering it. One thing which is very important is that matzah is directly related to the emunah, the faith in God that we're supposed to have, not just faith in God, faith that God took us out of Egypt. What does that mean practically speaking? So Rav Hirsch, in his very famous work, Horeb, speaks about the faith that comes from eating matzah. Matzah in the Zohar is called Mechel de Mehemanusa, the food of faith. What is the faith that this food creates? Well, the whole premise of matzah, as we say in the Haggadah, is that our dough did not have time to rise. Now, why wouldn't the dough have time to rise? The Jews had been told on Rosh Chodesh that they were going to be leaving Egypt on the 15th. So they should have had plenty of time to prepare provisions for the way. So Rav Hirsch says, the fact that we went out in a rush and we didn't have time to prepare food means that the Jews were not in control of their destiny. Meaning, the exodus from Egypt was not a slave rebellion. What were the slaves doing the night before? They were not preparing for war. They were not preparing a rebellion. They were told to sit down and eat a meal and not get out of their houses. And they were supposed to eat matzah, even though the reason for the matzah would not apply until the next day, until they left. So the existence of matzah on the day that they left Mitzrayim means that we were told not to plan. Hashem is in control. You, the Jews, are mere bystanders and observers to your own liberation. But who is liberating you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Asher Niglem Aleihem Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Uga'olam. The King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He is the one who redeemed us. We acted in the manner of children who are told to just jump and get in the car because we're going somewhere. The kids have no idea what's going on. The parents are in control. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in control. That is why matzah is the food of Emuna, the food that we eat this night. But the thought that I would like to leave you with, just in thinking about this, is an old thought. I don't know where it's from. I know it's quoted in Hasidic sources, but I know that it's also quoted in the Chaye Adam, who was a very non-Hasidic rabbi, anti-Hasidic, if you will, of the late 1700s and early 1800s, or Avram Danzig. He mentioned something which is an idea that goes back in older Jewish literature, which is that any time a Jew is involved in serving Hashem, it can exist and should exist on three levels. What are the three levels? So they are called in the sources, Machshava, Dibur, Umaaseh. Machshava means thought, Dibur means speech, Maaseh means action. And the fullness of anything that a Jew does is Beficha Ubilvavcha La'asoso. The mitzvah is in your mouth, it is in your heart, and it is in action. So what I would like to suggest, which is an intent that we should all have at the Seder as well, is that our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of thought, speech, and action is reflected in the mitzvah of matzah. What is the thought? The thought is the emuna that we should have. The emuna in Hashem is not that we are a God who created the universe, but as we say at the beginning of the Ten Commandments, Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, meaning we have emuna that the creator of the world took us out of Egypt. That is the thought. That is the emuna that we need to have in our heart. Bilvavcha. Beficha, in our mouth, that is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. We actually go and we talk about it. But there is also a level of Maisa. Maisa means an action. And what is the action? The action is the actual eating of the matzah. So the eating of the matzah, which is action, has to be happening at the same time or at the same table on the same night as the eating of the matzah and the eating of the marah. Eating of the marah and matzah, together with Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, generates emuna, that the actions that we do and the things that we say have an effect on our heart, as is a well-known statement from the Sefer HaChinuch. So this is the reason why, for the second or the third items that make Seder night special, that the consumption of matzah and maror are meant to take place on the same night as we are, and it enhances the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which enhances the emuna of each and every Jew. Thank you. So hard.